Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast, where I interview business owners, CEOs, and whoever else I feel like. Six questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob. Let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what do you do?
Yeah, so my name is Kent Billingsley, and I founded and I'm the president of the Revenue Growth Company. And what we do is we help other companies create business wealth inside their firm or their venture, which is very different than just growing a business.
That is correct, because a big business can also make no profit. There right. You go. Question number two, what advice do you want to share? Go.
Yeah, the most important thing is entrepreneurs, business owners, CEOs, anyone in business today, you have to quickly move off the old myths and fables and paradigms and models. For example, you have to spend money to make money. That was told and sold to me for decades. And what is the actuality is you'll spend money and you won't make any money because all you'll get is growth, but you won't get profitability. And So if I can get the audience to learn anything is you've got to now build inside your company. If you want to create wealth inside and then eventually wealth for you and your employees, you've got to learn how to make money without spending money. You've got to learn how to scale against your assets. You've got to learn how to create more business without burning cash, profits, and resources doing it.
So give me an example of one of your clients who did that, was able to grow, build their business up without spending any money.
Yeah. So one particular company, they followed my roadmap, and we talked about how do you do the targeting, the packaging, the messaging. How do you get in position to make money without spending money? This company was about $5 million in revenue. We went in, the CEO had me go with him. We went in and we made a prospect call on a major brand name client. And at the end of the meeting, they got a verbal agreement for a $5 million contract. So in that sales call, we were actually able to double the size of the company without using 8 to 10 salespeople, without spending a year or so of marketing and expense. We were able to double the revenues virtually at no cost or expense for sales and marketing. That's pure profit that wasn't burnt or wasted. That's how you create wealth.
So did you do the sales call yourself or did you shadow a salesperson?
Yeah, so I actually went with the CEO, and because the account was so large, we didn't bring a salesperson in on that call. We're going to bring them in on the future calls to manage the account and the prospect. The meeting went so well, and here's one of the key points I want your audience to learn is we didn't make a sales call. We had a business meeting.
Right.
We went into the account. We talked to the client. What's the problem? What are the challenges? What are you looking for? We presented. They weren't that excited. We asked, why not? We said, let's get to the whiteboard. Let's white sheet this out. Let's talk through exactly how you want things, what you want them to look. There are no limits. So let's brainstorm. They were so impressed with that meeting because we turned it into a business problem solving meeting and not a sales presentation that they said, you're unique and different from all the other vendors and companies we're talking with. We want to strike an agreement with you guys.
Well, yeah, you got to be unique in the space there. And again, no one likes being sold. I completely agree on that part there.
Yeah.
So love that there. Let's get to question number three. What other top CEOs, business owners, and influencers that you know that are successful just like you that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Well, I absolutely have to give a shout out to the person that wrote my foreword. He is a self-made multi-billionaire, and I knew him when he was first getting started in his first retail software job. And I want to put a shout out to a friend, a mentor, somebody that's totally inspiring to myself and thousands of entrepreneurs, and that's Mark Cuban.
Yeah, awesome. Hey, you know, I people constantly give shout outs. They say, hey, I want to give a shout out to Mark Cuban. I'm like, well, do you know him? Yeah. No. You know, so you can actually say if you wrote the foreword to your book, you probably know him fairly well.
40 years.
40 years. Love it there. Awesome there. So let's get to question number four, the final fun question. Yeah. So Kent, tell me about your first sale.
Well, there's been a lot of first sales in different parts of my career, but I would have to go back. The one that was most inspiring that took years to develop was my first multi-million dollar outsourcing contract when I was 26 years old. I had left PepsiCo Frito-Lay. I'd gone to work for Ross Perot. They had started the outsourcing business. These were information services contracts that could take anywhere from 9 months to years to consummate, put together, manage through the complex sale, multiple steps, multiple buyers, multiple decision makers. And I signed my first one, I think between $5 and $10 million. That was the one that really launched my corporate career and helped me navigate through the ranks. And a lot of my success today is back cutting my teeth on multi-million dollar sales. That was my first big corporate sale. Love it. I'll never forget. Yeah.
That is awesome there. Congratulations, Kent. Thank you. So you now have 3 minutes left.
Yes.
So here's what we can do. Promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the book or your grandchildren or your kids, whatever you want. I am flexible. Go for it.
Yeah. Here's what I want to do. I want to help entrepreneurs. I'm on a mission. I'm on a crusade. I want to help a million entrepreneurs become millionaires. And through that is helping them understand that today, the game, the secret to success is no longer your products, your services, your wow customer experience. Everybody has that. Today, it's truly a combination lock of steps and sequences. You've got to go through with your business, whether you're starting or you're a billion-dollar firm. You've got to start out and make sure you're revenue ready. You've validated the market, your model, your revenue streams. Then you've got to get market ready. You've got to put together your targeting, your packaging, your messaging, your pricing strategies. Once you're market ready, then you can turn your marketing and sales into an investment versus a spend. Now in our go-to-market phase, we can market, we can sell, we can manage our pipeline, and we can develop strategic partners that can help us further scale and create wealth without wasting or burning resources in marketing or sales. And then if we've done those things really well, we can get into that final phase, the holy grail of where you dominate your niche, you own the market. And then when you own the market, you're attracting the best talent. You're getting investors that want to come to you and just give you money with the best terms. You're dominating your competitors. And also you've got the money and you've got the time and freedom to be working on transforming your business and preparing for the crisis and creating the wealth that can get you through the really troubled time. So you've got to own this roadmap. You've got to get with your teams. If you're on a path to grow your business, you're on the wrong path. Today, you need to be on a roadmap to create wealth inside your business, not just for you and your employees, but also so you can stick around and help the community and make this world a better place.
Absolutely love it there. One thing I want to add about, you'll find out if your product is viable. Just because you find out a product isn't viable, that's not a bad thing. You have one less thing you know that doesn't work.
So. Yeah. And that's back in, absolutely. And that's back in what I call revenue ready. And that's validating, does that product or service or offering truly solve a marketplace problem in a unique or differentiating way? If it doesn't, there is no business. You're absolutely right, Bob. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I was working with a client who had a widget they were trying to sell. And I'm like, okay, let's find out if it works. Here's the steps to get in front of people. They did, didn't make any sales. So I told him, I says, it's one of two things. No one in the market wants to pay for your product or you're a bad salesperson. It's one of those two. And I think it's more likely it's just not a product that's good for the market.
Yeah.
So he learned very quickly and he was very happy about that. So you pulled it off there, Kent. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. And why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds, Kent?
Because you know what? That looks and spells Bob.
It does. There, you pulled it off there. Say your website real quick.
Yeah, I go to Revenue Growth Company, all three words spelled out, revenuegrowthcompany.com for free resources and content and information on how we can help you.
Perfect. It's in the description. It's magic. Kent, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you very much, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I am legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day. Now, I'll talk to you later. Bye.